Welcome to the Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. I'm Bridget, one of the editors at the Harry Potter Lexicon website. Think about when you first saw that dedication to you, the reader, in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. You probably read that before you read a word of the novel itself. Think for a moment about whether reading that dedication impacted the attitude you had as you started in on Chapter 1. Did it make Harry's adventures seem more meaningful or important? Did it make you think about how Harry's story has impacted your life? In literary theory, things like dedications, author bios, cover art, those things which make up the item we call a book, but are not the central text that makes up most of the book, are called paratext. And the Harry Potter books demonstrate with exceptional clarity just how much paratext influences the way a reader experiences a text. Publishers were thinking about the way paratext shapes our expectations and assumptions about a book when they decided to obscure Rowling's gender. They kept a female name off the front cover and title page of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone because they worried that doing so would turn off potential male readers. The runaway success of the books defeated attempts to keep its author's name and face hidden, but led to new opportunities for observing the role of paratext. The cover art of the Harry Potter books, for example, varies from country to country and from language to language. There is even the addition of the series geared specifically toward adult readers. Think about the Philosopher's Stone cover aimed at adults, for example. How does a simple photo of a red stone on an ominous dark background set you up with different expectations for a story than does the colorful and much busier cover art of other editions of the book? Paratext is much richer than we give it credit for. Look through your Harry Potter books and take a moment to think about how things like a back cover summary or even the publisher's logo shape your reading. That's it for the Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. If you want more Wizarding World canon facts, head on over to the Harry Potter Lexicon website at www.hp-lexicon.org. And if you liked this podcast, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.